afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listen so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Podskaland.
Yes, that is me. It is I, your host. Welcome in to yet another week on the Trent Speaks podcast. And yet another cliche, if you will. I don't know if it's a cliche. It's just something I didn't say it's something I always say, but isn't that what a cliche is? Let's type into Google here, define cliche. A phrase or opinion that is overused and betrays a lack of original thought. So I guess at this point, my opening to the podcast after Isaiah's intro has become cliche. There is no original thought in the opening anymore, apparently. But I guess you could say a lot of things that I've been saying are cliche. You know, I wish I should text him real quick. We have a buddy of mine who's been on the podcast a couple of times. I'm sure he's busy with his family right now. What are you doing right now? But he always will tell me about different cliches or different things that he's picked up on. Let's see, what should I say to him right here? Maybe not what are you doing right now, but what are some of the cliches you have noticed from listening to the podcast for as long as you have? And we'll see what kind of response we get back from him there. A quick editorial note for you. There will be no episode next week, so please don't expect an episode on the 22nd. Taking some personal time off of work for a couple of days. And just taking a couple personal days in my everyday life as well. Spending some time with Leanne. We've just been busy with a lot of things going on, and so really just going to kind of, just, you know, spend time, disconnect, and see where it goes. I think, you know, I love doing the podcast. It is a lot of fun. I really need to get back into, I've said this too many times throughout the years, I really need to get back into talking to guests, because I think that's always been the purpose of the podcast, is to add value by allowing other people to share their stories or share whatever it is they want to on the podcast. I've got a couple people I've been talking to, a girl that I need to follow up with that is long overdue in following up with her. But when I had reached out to her originally, things were kind of just getting... Oh, man, I'm tired from a long day of work. Things were just kind of getting busy and everything. And so I said, hey, I'll follow up with you on Monday after the weekend here. Enjoy your weekend. And then I never did. I did this past weekend go visit some friends. Speaking about... Look at that. I already forgot what I had just said that I was going to play off of. But anyway, spent some time with some friends this past weekend. Oh, that's what I was going to say. And that conversation came up, actually. So, you know, I just said, oh, I was going to let my friend enjoy her weekend. I was going to follow up with her. Actually, this has nothing to do with that. Regardless, the conversation that I was going to say I have with my friend is, I feel like, have you ever made plans or you've committed to going somewhere or doing something, let's just say a week out, or maybe even at the end of this week? So let's say that on Saturday night, there's this band at this festival that you really want to go to. Maybe it's not a music festival, but it's some sort of just local community festival, right? And let's say that the week goes on, you've made these plans, and Saturday's here, and you're just not feeling it. Like, the last thing that you want to do is to leave your humble abode. The last thing you want to do is to go out, or like maybe you're just not in the mood, right? What would you do? WWYD? Well, the conversation I had with my friend is I feel like I used to be very tied to the plans I make. And I really still try to be as true as I can. However, I feel like as I've gotten older, and I don't know, like just kind of happened. I feel like as I've gotten older, I've gotten more flaky. Which isn't a great thing by any means. I feel like I've always been reliable, and so I don't want to have a reputation of being that flaky friend. But also, I think sometimes you just need to recognize how you would feel in that moment and what's best for you. I think about the times that, you know, even like when curling would come up, and I'd be like, ugh, I really just, I'm not in the mood for this. I don't want to go. And then I get there and I have a great time and it's a blast. Though, like, example aside, because I never really feel like I felt like that with curling. I enjoyed the people I played with, always had a great time at curling. But I'm just saying, as an example, once you get there, you have fun, typically. However, there are those times or there are those moments where maybe you feel like once you get there, once you get to whatever it is that you had planned, you just feel like you would be a buzzkill or you don't feel like you would have fun. And maybe you get there and you really don't have fun. I think that it's important to recognize what I'm getting at here is it's important to recognize that it's okay to say no. It's okay to cancel plans. I don't think that we should be doing it all the time. You don't want to, then no one's going to want to make plans with you because they're just going to get canceled anyway. But on the occasion, I think that people need to be better about recognizing others' mental health. You need to recognize your own mental health and be able to make those decisions of what's going to be best for you. Because if you're going to get there and you're going to be a sourpuss the whole time, I don't really want you to come anyway. But it's, bless you. Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. But it's one of those things sometimes just, you never know until you get there. You know, I was going to say something to consider, and then it made me think about the NPR podcasts, or not NPR podcasts, but the NPR segment, All Things Considered. We really, you know, maybe that's what we need on the podcast, right? Maybe I need to start doing some sort of segment, and we hop into various segments. One of my friends has got me turned on to this podcast now called Spitballers Comedy Podcast, I believe it's called. Let me look it up here. This is the same person I texted to ask about the cliches. Yawning again, but yeah. The Spitballer Comedy Podcast. I started listening to episode 123, The Big Retirement, and A Hospital Battle Royale. So I'm just a little bit into that one. However, the one I did fully listen to that I would recommend is, let me pull it up here again, The one from October 12 of 2020, which was episode 119, and it was Trash Burglar and the Worst Halloween Candy, which was also a really good episode, and I have listened to the full one on there. A buddy texted me today and said that maybe me, him, and another guy should do a podcast on the upcoming NFL season. So, what? What's wrong with that? Well, then why would you make a comment if there's nothing wrong with it? I don't think you were talking to the dogs. Because that was really weirdly timed if you were talking to the dogs. So talking about potentially doing... I can't even say it again. But I also feel like I can't always say on here things to look forward to, because then they just don't end up happening or coming to fruition. Nonetheless, I hope you all have a fantastic week. Remember, there will be no episode next week, but we will be back here in 2 weeks to chit-chat through... whatever. Have a great week, everyone.